Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining Banca Generali's first quarter 2008 results conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Pagliari, investor relator of Banca Generali. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello to everybody and welcome to Banca Generali conference call. Today we discuss our first quarter 2008 results. We also provide you with an update on our strategic projects, and then we discuss more in detail the acquisition of Banca del Gottardo Italia that has just been announced. The presentation will be carried out by Mr. Giorgio Girelli, the CEO of the group, and by Mr. Pier Mario Motta, General Manager. Mr. Giancarlo Pancel, our CFO, is together with us in the conference room. After the presentation, we will be very glad to answer your questions. So, Mr. Girelli, I pass on to you.
Good evening to all of you, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I would like to beg your pardon for to be so late this evening in unusually timing for our presentation. This is due to the extraordinary operation that Giuliana just announced, the acquisition of Banca del Gottardo, that just gave us some engagements that we had to make in this afternoon. I said that I would like to start with the slide number two that deals some key messages about the first quarter results. First of all, I would like to say that we are glad that we are delivering just in line with our strategy that you remember perhaps we defined as our strategy to cope with a very tough 2008. As a matter of fact, what we are doing is a demonstration that it's possible to deliver well also in bad markets. Net inflows were positive by 171 billion in the first quarter, and the gross inflows in what we say, what we call new strategic products, is proceeding ahead of the target. Year to date, that is at the end of April, we have accounted gross inflows for about 760 million euro in the new life products, about 920 million in the Luxembourgese mutual funds and fund of funds, and about 300 million in the capital protected products, the so-called BG target. About BG target, we are very glad to see that the market is following us in the capital protected products. We can say that we were really market innovators there, having launched there in the middle of 2005. So up to now, between life insurance, unit-linked and capital protected products, we have sold already 1 billion of this kind of products, and I think that our clients are very glad to have both them. The industrial results, so net of the financial results, as I will comment after, were positive, even within, I would like to define a horrible market landscape with about 16% as an average on the equity market and with an impressive spread widening in the corporate bond. We had in such market landscape, we had a growth in industrial net income and a continuous reduction in the operative cost, as we will see hereafter. I already said a very impressive spread widening in the corporate bond, the index that is called ETRAX, that is measuring the financial corporate bonds, went up from 40 basis points at the end of 2007 to 91 at the end of March of this year, so reflecting badly on our reported net profit. In this first quarter, we don't have no benefit in the tax side yet, but we think that with such results in the Luxembourgese products, we will have some very important results during this year. We fully confirm our 2009 net profit target, that is, you remember, about 17, original 17, 18 million range, before accounting the positive impact that we will describe hereafter from the acquisition of Banca del Gottardo. Slide 3, Here we presented the Assoreti data about the net inflows. You see that Banca Generali is in the first rank of the industry. We had during this first quarter, we have strong results in the private banking, that is BSI, with 111 million and 105 in Banca Generali, counterbalanced unfortunately by poor Syngenia contribution. Fortunately, the Syngenia products are the least rich products, and so we are not glad about such a result, but fortunately the impact on the market is very limited. On the other hand, by asset class, Pier Mario will describe more in details, we had a very, very good net inflows in Lux-based products, as you see here, 600 million in March, and more than 1 billion in April. Slide 4, some key remarks before coming to the detailed figure. Unfavorable financial markets, I already said, I would say one of the worst, but you know very well, one of the worst business environment in the last decades, both in the equity market and in the credit market. Despite this poor financial market, the industrial results on an adjusted basis posted good results. That is plus 2% of the net banking income. We had still a decrease of staff and administrative expenses, despite the launch of the new Lux-based unit that I remember is about 15 people working there, and the new labor contract signed with the banking trade unions in Italy that is saving about 7% of the labor cost for all the banks. In such condition, we have a plus 48% in the adjusted pre-tax profit and plus 84% in the adjusted net profit. The corporate spread widening, as I already mentioned, posted 13.6 million of unrealized capital losses on our helpful trading investment portfolio. As we will enter more details hereafter, but we say that we already say that about 80% of these losses are related to corporate bonds of European banks. Let's come to page 5 with the key figures. Starting from the first line, we see that we had a very strong increase in the net interest income that went up from 9.8 to 14, with a change of 42.9%. The net commission went from 40.2 to 37. I would comment this, that I consider a good result there, because in 07 we had about 6 million of front fees, so that are non-recurring fees, and unfortunately this year, as you know, the bad market impacted on the asset under management, as for all the asset gatherers in the world. So, in spite of this, we had more or less, we have a net commission margin that is keeping quite well. We have in the financial result, I already mentioned that we had this unrealized loss of fair value of 13.6. That is going to the net banking income, going from 51.6 to 39.2. If we exclude, as we already did in the last quarters, if we exclude the net banking income, we exclude the unrealized losses, we have that the net banking income is coming up from 51.6 million to 52.8, with a growth of 2.2%. That, frankly speaking, in such a market environment is not bad, I would consider. Then if you go to the operating expenses, that are staff expenses and other general administrative expenses, you see that we are going down from 30.8 to 30.6, with a decrease of 0.7%. Then, including depreciation and amortization and other net operating income, the total of net operating expenses is coming up from 30 to 30.7. The operating profit if we had last year 21.6, and on the adjusted basis we have 22.2, so with a growth of 2.1. Then we have the provision for the recruitment. As you know, we are going down from 12 to 7.9. We say, and you see here written, that this 7.9 provision are representing about 50% of the total year target. So, as we already announced, the provision for recruitment this year will be less than the half of the previous year. So the profit before taxation last year was 9.6, on the adjusted basis was 14.8, with a growth of about 48%. The net profit coming from 4.7 in first quarter to the adjusted basis 8.6. So nearly 84%. So we can say the adjusted net profit nearly doubled from the last year. So from the quarter of the last year. So all in all, I would consider, excluding the realized losses that we will comment on just now, I consider that from the industrial basis, in such a horrible market landscape, the company is well delivering. And I think that the strategy of the bank to be able to offer to the client the good products is giving the right returns, because the company is growing in terms of assets, and also in terms of profitability, in spite of the heavy decrease of the equity market, the industrial results we consider very, very good. Slide six, you see here what I would consider a dramatic chart, that is the ETRAX index. I think that all of you know this index. Is an index that is measuring the Europe senior financials. At the mid of July of the last year, before the crisis, this index was 10.65 basis points. It went up to 40 at the end of December and reached the high at March 17, when there was the crisis of Bear Stearns, and went up to 152. Now, at the end of March, this index went down to 91.3%. So this index is going up 51 basis points in the first quarter, and 81 from mid of July. I think that all of you can remember that nothing similar never happened in the financial market. I see that this index is tightening in the latest days, but still the prices, the bidder offer prices, still not include definitely this tightening. But the forecasts in this sense are positive. I just had a look on a report of Bank of England of some days ago that says that clearly that the problem is coming from the liquidity shock that the market had from mid of July to now, but we see, and also the Bank of England see, that an easing of the liquidity situation on the market is coming, and probably we can say that we just saw the worst of this kind of situation. At the slide 7, you see our investment portfolio that definitely is the same of the end of the year. You see that we did what we promised, that we have now an available for sale portfolio of about 800 million euro, and the held for trading of 1.8 billion euro. So the same situation. The unrealized losses that account for 13.6 are coming from a very small part from the equities, 2.7 million, and we had a not bad, I remember you that we have only 40 million in equities. We have everything in the bonds. We have here these unrealized losses. I remember once again, if necessary, that these unrealized losses made about 90% on the European banks. In our corporate portfolio, we have all the financials. We have Italy that is covering 29%, Germany 19%, Spain 13%, France 80%. So altogether, the major four European countries is covering 69%. Altogether, Europe is covering 93%. So what is happening is definitely, what happened is definitely something very strange that happened. Just to, this afternoon, I was reading some data that are unbelievable, I would say. We have in our portfolio, we have some bond, an example of Mediobanca. We have a floating with a maturity 211. We had in this quarter 1% of the unrealized losses on this Mediobanca. We had about 1.3% on Credito Valtellinese. We had about 2% on Banca Lombarda with maturity 2012. We had 2.4 KDM maturity 2013. So as you can easily, very easily understand, this situation cannot be maintained, cannot be the same. And what we are seeing now is just an unbelievable situation of liquidity that, frankly speaking, I think that will come back during this year. But apart from this, this is the situation that we have now. I remember to all of you that now we have accounted about in 07, in 08, we had accounted about 30 million euro of unrealized losses on the bonds. So these 30 million are all plus that will come to the benefit of the profit and loss when, of course, this bond will come to the natural maturity. The portfolio details, the held for trading are absolutely the same, even more defensive than before. We had only 15% of fixed and 86% floating. We have 62 of the bond with maturity within 3 years, and only 12% beyond the 5 years. And the rating is, as always, over the single A, we have 97%, so very, very defensive portfolio. Slide 8, we comment the breakdown of the net banking income. We have, as you can see here, we have a very strong increase in the net interest income thanks to what I consider a very successful banking strategy. And I would comment a bit more the part, the right part of the chart where we have the breakdown of the gross commission. You see here that we have an increasing weight of the recurring fees that is coming up from 77% to 84%. If you consider in absolute figure, you see that in the first quarter of 2007 we had 50 million more or less of management fees, and this year we have the 47 million of euro. But this year we had already some performance fees coming from the Luxembourgish venture. So putting together the management fees and the performance fees, this year we had about 49 million instead of the 50 of the last year. So the gross commission, the management fee, the performance fees are very well holding up. We had, as already said, a decrease in the front fees versus the first quarter of the last year. We had 70 million of last previous year, and we have 9.3 for the reason that I already mentioned. Because we had in the first quarter of 2007, we have extraordinary front fees coming from the placement of a structured bond. In the banking revenues, you see that we are growing, we are constantly growing, so from 90% of last year to 13% of this year. So I would say that our strategy to have a very steady and solid base of gross commission is very, very well working, in Banca Generali. In slide 9, operating costs. You know that we consider operating costs really a strength of Banca Generali, and we demonstrated also this quarter we had a decrease of the operating cost from of 0.7, and including the new venture in Luxembourg and the new labor contract, I consider that this is really another time an excellent result. In terms of the weight of the operating cost on the asset under management, we are going down from 0.14% in the first quarter of 2007 to 0.13% in the first quarter of 2008. Now I would like to leave the word to my colleague Pier Mario Motta. I would say that Pier Mario and all the colleagues are doing really an excellent job. You will see now here the figures. I think that all what Pier Mario promised during at the end of the year is they are doing, and they are doing an excellent work. I would like that they could comment a bit this kind of results, please.
Thank you, Giorgio. Good evening. On the commercial side, we are fully in line with our 2008 strategic guidelines presented during the fiscal year 2007 results presentation. As you may remember, the two main drivers of our 2008 strategy were focused on, first, gathering new assets through a brand new range of defensive products and the recruitment of a new financial advisor. Secondly, increasing asset profitability while launching new products of our Luxembourg-based management company, new capital protected company, and through insurance products. In the first few months of 2008, we focused our attention mainly on asset transformation in order to improve our profitability. Indeed, we focused on the sale of the new traditional life policy, Ria Lancio. Starting from March, our attention moved onto the sale of a new phase of funds that we launched in two steps, the first one in February 28 and the second one in March 14. In terms of net inflows, our expectations were more conservative. Slide 10. In this slide, we would like to remark, first of all, that in the first quarter 2007, we met and even slightly exceeded our net inflows target. We raised, indeed, 171 million versus our target of 150 million. We plan to speed up our pace of growth already from the month of April, in order to reach a net inflow target of 400-500 million by the end of the first half of 2008. Moving to the second graphic below in the slide, we would remark that also the quality of new inflows is very satisfactory. We raised 760 million of life new business by the end of April, thanks to our life policy Rialancio. We are proud to say that with this product, our group ranked number one amongst its networks in first quarter 2008. Furthermore, we are happy with the results achieved with our new fund of fund BG selection. As you can see from the chart, we raised 810 million by the end of April, and we can also anticipate that we have already contracts signed raising this total amount to 1 billion year to date. On average, we are selling 20 million per day, that coupled with the usually positive seasonality effect of July, make us confident to reach the target of 2.5 billion of additional assets on our Lux-based product by the end of July. These results were achieved by visiting only 30% of our clients' base target of 100,000, half of which has already decided to invest into our new products. This means that there is still a large potential in terms of clients that we have still to meet in the forthcoming months. Slide 11. As we mentioned at the beginning, net inflow and asset growth were not a key priority for us in the first quarter 2008. Having said this, however, we are rather optimistic for the rest of the year, also in light of the ongoing positive trend in terms of recruitment. On the DSI front, which means the private banking side, our results are very positive. Our target set for the full year has already been achieved by Alpha. We recruited indeed 5 new relationship managers versus a target of 10 people by year end. These people should bring about 18 million of new assets, 16 million each, out of which 31 million have already been transferred. We then recruited 7 private bankers against a target of 15 people for the full year. These people should bring about 115 million, again 16 million each, out of which 75% has already been transferred. That is 87 million. On the other hand, we are a bit late on recruiting traditional financial advisors on behalf of our Banca Generali network. However, we would like to stress that we are already at a very advanced stage for the recruitment of 20 people with a total potential of 150 million. Slide 12. This slide summarizes what we already anticipated in terms of asset transformation. BG Selection Sigma is already raising significant assets coming mainly from planned mutual funds and traditional discretionary accounts. By the end of the semester, we expect an additional speed-up in the phase of BG Selection Sigma. This should be pushed by the approaching of the end of the transition period scheduled for the end of June 2008 towards the full adoption of the MiFID regulation in Italy. Our second target is switching banking products, old insurance product and net inflows into new defensive products like the GPM target and the new guaranteed policy relaunch, which offer not only a good investment opportunity for clients with a conservative investment profile, but also an attractive return for the bank. Last but not least, we anticipate that most of our old insurance portfolio will be subject to dedicated marketing action in second half 2008 as we launch a new product with guaranteed capital created in cooperation with La Venezia Assicurazione.
Okay, thanks for Mario. I would like to underline that these are so impressive results in terms of inflows in this that we consider new products and high profitability products. Of course, you don't see anything in the accounts of the bank, because of course these kind of inflows have come during the most of them that come in the latest part of this quarter, so you don't have nothing. And in addition to that, you have that in the first quarter you have about 20 days during which you don't have the margins because many times the clients disinvested, in example from GPF, for entering the new fund of funds. So I would consider this quarter the worst in terms of revenues, because you have in the long part of this quarter zero revenues because the clients disinvested and not yet invested on the new products. So I consider that this cannot be forgotten when looking at the revenues of the bank. Again, I consider this kind of results, 1800 million in the selection, BG selection, 300 in the BG target, and 600 million in relaunch. So very, very impressive results. And that confirms once again the validity of the network and the good strategy that the banking is trying to apply in this so tough way. Let me skip now to the slide 13 and talking about Banca del Gottardo acquisition. I would immediately go to slide 14, remembering you that the private banking is already now a strategic business to Banca Generali. We just bought, in the middle of 06, we bought BSI Italia. We have now there about 7 billion euro, 52% of which are managed products. We have about 25,000 of active clients. You remember that we have there both private bankers that are financial advisors, also in a pure commission base, and 38 relationship managers, so employee base, and 6 branches.
So there you see the figures there, but I think that more interesting is to go to slide 15, Banca del Gottardo. Banca del Gottardo is the Italy-based operation of the Swiss group Banca del Gottardo AG that recently bought by BSI AG of the Generali Group. Banca del Gottardo Italia started up in 2002, and the assets at the end of December accounted about 1.9 billion, with a compounding annual growth rate of about 17% from the startup of the company. The Banca del Gottardo has about 2,000 clients, totally in the ultra high net worth and high net worth individuals. You see that the assets per client are in the region of 1 million per client, and more or less is the same figure that we have in BSI in the relationship manager part. The 88% of the assets of the company are based in the wealthiest part of Italy, so the north of Italy, with Lombardy accounting 61%, Piemonte 9%, and Liguria 8%. So we can define Banca del Gottardo just based in the wealthiest part of our country. The company has 22 relationship managers and 5 branches, Bergamo, Milano, Torino, Roma and Treviso, and I would say that excluding Bergamo, BSI has already a branch there, so we have important synergies to exploit there. Slide 16, to explain the strategic rationale of the deal. Let's say through such operation we create one of the largest players in Italy. We see in the chart in this slide, you see that these are figures presented by Sole 24 Ore in December. They are related to the assets of the end of September. You see that now, putting together BSI Italia and Banco del Gottardo, we go to 9.3 billion and we jump to the fourth place of the pure private banking field in Italy, and I consider that this is a very good result. So through such deal we strengthen our presence in the private banking segment, we create one of the largest players. I would say that we exploit one of the few opportunities that are now existing to grow by external lines on the Italian market. Probably some others will come in the future, but at the time being, this is one of the few existing, and we got it. Fourth, we strengthen our commercial reach in some of the wealthiest regions in Italy, and we gain access to a high network of highly skilled private bankers with a proven local reach. Slide 17, the industrial structure of the deal is very simple. What we will do, BSI will be done by BSI Italy, that will acquire 100% of Banca del Gottardo from Banca del Gottardo SA. The authorization from the Bank of Italy likely to be issued within September of 2008. We will create a new single entity merging together BSI Italy and the Banca del Gottardo. We will integrate all central functions, as we already did with an organizational model where all the central functions are given to the headquarters of Banca Generali. We create, as I already said, a new private banking entity with about 9 billion of assets. And we in this deal there are no right issues because, as I will say immediately after, the funding is done through the excess capital, a new debt issue. Page 18, we wanted to present this deal just in order to present also to present the profitability. That is a profitability that is already coming from the first year of full consolidation, that is 2009. You see here that we very conservatively we don't consider any revenue synergies that we consider the same net banking income of 07 we forecast for 09. We think that we have we can have 4 or 5 million euro of cost synergies by merging the central functions, the headquarters and the local branches, IT and back office procedures. I would say that there we have facilitated by the fact that Banca del Gottardo is using the same IT outsourcer of Banca Generali, and this of course will create for us and will be very much easier for us to integrate. So we consider something like 4 or 5 million of synergy, cost synergies. Credit book, probably some of you know that this bank had some problems in 06 and in 07 with bad loans. This was due to, I would say, a not very successful strategy of the bank in the loans. The bank tried to open the market of the loans to corporate. I think that this kind of bank, private banks, are definitely not so skilled to do that. In fact, Banca Generali and BSI, we don't do any loan to corporate, with except of very very selected clients. And this this situation gave about 10 million of bad net provision for bad debts in 06 and about 4 in 07. Due to that, we have from the vendor we have a full guarantee on the credit book for any bad debt until the end of 09. So the high provision made in the last 2 years will be of course reduced to zero. And I consider this a very safe guarantee in order to make order in the credit book of the bank in the next 18 months that we have in front of us. Then we considered a cost of the financing. I will just explain you hereafter as the conditions of the debt, but we included here both the cost of the debt and the opportunity cost, because of course we don't use a part of the excess capital to be invested in our investment portfolio. We consider both of this, and so net of taxes it is minus 2.3. So all in all we have an estimated net profit in 09 after synergies, only the synergies of cost and the cost of financing, and not considering any revenue synergies, we have a net profit of 4 million of euro. Slide 19, the key terms on the structure of the deal. The price paid is 62 million, out of which we have 23.9 million of the equity and 38.1 million goodwill. All the price will be paid cash. The price of the asset under management is equal to 3.2, and the goodwill on the asset under management amounts to 1.9. So well below the cost of the private banking equipment, and I would consider well below also the cost of some similar deals. The vendor, as I already said, offers full guarantee on the credit book for the bad debt until December. The deal closing is expected by the third quarter of 08. The financial structure of the deal will be financed through a combination of internal resources and subordinated debt of 40 million provided by the Generali Group. The subordinated debt will be amortized over 7 years with a payback period starting from the third year. The cost of financing is fully arm's length, in line with the cost of subordinated banks of non-rated banks. It is at the time being is in the region of Euribor 12 months plus 200 basis points. There will be an adjustment of plus or minus, and it will be fixed at closing date depending from the market situation. The group solvency margin after the deal is estimated is still very good. It is 11.2% from 12.6% at the end of 07, and individual solvency margin will go from 12.1 to 11.5. We still keep an excess capital, of course, even if more limited. After the deal, that is at the group level, it is about 25 million, individual level, about 50 million euros. The last chart, the estimated impact on Banca Generali 2009, you see that the deal is net profit accretive since the first year. Our net profit target is in the region of 70-80 and will be after this deal 74-84. I consider a good opportunity for Banca Generali that the bank was able to get, as it allows. I always said that we have a strong commitment to grow only the right conditions. And I think that we did it, because the figures that we showed definitely can be defined in good conditions, right conditions. And with this deal, we confirm our role as a market consolidator in the asset gathering. I think that in the next 12, 18 months, new opportunities will arise, and are arising, frankly speaking. We will look at them, and we will consider them, but only at the right conditions. We already had some contact with some potential vendor, but I think that in many times the difference between the price expected by the vendor and the real price that is possible now to offer is still very far. So we are always very, very careful on this. Where our eyes are very open on this, and if some new opportunities will arise, for sure we will consider. Then we, through this deal, we further increase our focus on the private banking. For sure, we become the fourth pure player on the private banking sector. The deal is earnings accretive by 5 to 5.7 already from the first year without of consolidation, without considering any revenue synergy. And I think that you can appreciate that we are growing without requiring no right issue to the market. So I really thank you for your attention, and we are of course available for any question you may have.
Excuse me, this is the conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Mr. Alberto Villa of Intermonte. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good evening to everybody, and congratulations for the acquisition, which was made at very interesting multiples. I have a few questions. I would probably divide one part on the write-downs, on the unrealized capital losses on the bond portfolio, and the second one on the industrial side. On the write-downs, can we, or do you think that the write-backs you will experience in the future when the bonds go into maturity, are these included in the targets of 2009 in terms of profitability, or these are an addition? So let's say the target of 2009 is genuinely coming from industrial side, and you might also have some write-backs if you have expiring bonds in 2009. Mm-hmm. And can you give us some more, of course the first quarter was particularly tough, but these kind of bonds are structured and very liquid bonds, or are plain vanilla bonds? And this on the first side. On the second side, on the industrial side, can you give us an indication? Well, we have seen positive inflows in the first half, first quarter, that are continuing, as you are saying, throughout the second quarter. But also we have seen still pretty high recruitment costs, and you say you are already reached the 50% of the total cost for recruitment already in first quarter. How can you continue inflows without suffering for recruitment cost? Or can you split the inflows in first quarter between what is coming from recruitment and what is coming from like-for-like growth of the FA's inflows. Finally, I will ask you one question on the profitability of the Rialancio policy. Can you give us an indication of the profitability for the company of selling this product, which was a blockbuster in the first quarter? Last question, and then I'm done. On the equity you're saying of Banca del Gottardo Italia, is there any goodwill in the equity of Banca del Gottardo? Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Villa. I will come with an answer. The first part, our target is absolutely not including any plus coming from the write-down. Any of this is included in our 70 or 80 million range of net profit by 09. Structured bonds, the bonds that we have are absolutely plain vanilla. As I mentioned, I gave you some example before, the major Italian banks, floating rate, duration 5 or 6 years, so the most traditional as possible banking bonds. I would say that the coupon yield of this financial bond is attractive now, because at the end of March is in the region of 4.5% versus a coupon yield on the government bonds that is up to now 3.75%. So these bonds are giving very good results in terms of coupon yield, and I consider them the safest as possible, because they are related only to primary European banks. The second part as already said during the presentation, it is true that now the company has inside plus for about 30 million euros, and this is true. And of course, these are spread across the maturity of the bonds. Of course, this will be for the next years a boost to the profitability. This for sure, but we never consider them when we make our targets for the next years. Then the recruitment cost. You correctly said that the figure that you see here is about 50% of 09. Then you asked how we think to continue the inflows. Probably you remember during the presentation of the full year results that we said that now our recruitment strategy is focusing on less expensive recruitment. During this year, during this fourth quarter, I say that we... Pierre-Marie will give you now the figures.
Sì, do i numeri precisi. Allora, sul reclutamento nel primo trimestre, metà circa il quanto è derivato da raccolta nuova, da reclutamento e da invece promotori esistenti, quindi sì, circa 50-50, per esattezza 85 milioni di raccolta da reclutamento. Sul costo, sulla domanda sul costo del reclutamento, noi abbiamo come accantonamenti previsti circa 16 milioni. E le stime, il passo è quello di arrivare intorno ai 700-800 milioni alla fine dell'anno di reclutamento, quindi da raccolta da reclutamento, con un costo medio un po' più basso, tra il 2 e il 2,5%, quindi pensiamo di essere in linea sul reclutamento.
però se io vedo la slide 11, avete reclutato soprattutto nella fascia alta, e questo reclutamento è avvenuto già a costi più bassi, oppure?
Attenzione, quelli di RM sono i dipendenti, quindi se tu guardi delle 17 pagine abbiamo 5 che sono dipendenti, quindi indubbiamente il costo è molto più basso. I private banker, quelli di fascia elevata, sono 7. Tieni conto che adesso anche il mix di raccolta è meno aggressivo degli anni scorsi, quindi il livello di costo è un pochino più basso. Infatti stiamo lavorando tra il 2 e il 2,5%, e pensiamo ormai di chiudere l'anno su questo, anche perché abbiamo dei piani leggermente meno aggressivi. Anche okay. Per la fascia elevata.
Non avete dato il numero di promotori complessivi? C'è qualche variazione di rilievo? Qualche uscita?
Sorry, I answer you, so making directly in English.
Okay.
We don't have any significant difference in the number of financial advisors. We didn't put in the presentation because we wanted to concentrate on the key figures. We are more or less at the same level of the last year. Then you asked something about the profitability of Rio Lancio. Rio Lancio is in the region of 60 basis points net, so after paid the network. So we can say that the net profitability of this product is comparable to the profitability of a bond mutual fund, more or less. Then the last question, frankly speaking, I didn't understand so well. So the goodwill. I said that we paid 62 million euro Banca del Gottardo, out of which we have 25 of share capital.
Well, no, the question was if in the balance sheet, we don't have the balance sheet of Banca del Gottardo, there are intangibles, significant intangibles.
No.
No, okay.
No, sorry, I didn't understand well your question.
Okay,
no.
Fine.
Yeah, no.
Thank you.
The next question is from Ms. Simonetta Chirlotti of Mediobanca. Please go ahead, madam.
Hi, good evening. A question on Banca del Gottardo, on the credit book. I would like to know what happens after 2009, because you have a full guarantee on the credit book, so what happened after that year, and which will be the strategy on this side of the bank activity. And changing the subject, I didn't catch the inflow target for the first half of 2008 that I think that Mr. Motta gave during the speech. And and finally, on your bond portfolio, would there be any write back at current level of taking the current prices of these bonds? So, if the quarter would end today, there would be any write back on that bond portfolio. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. The first question, credit book. I said that we have a full guarantee until the end of 2009. During this period of time, we will change completely the strategy, the credit strategy of the bank. As I said before, the bank started, I would say, 2 years ago, a strategy for acquiring new assets with entrepreneurs and giving them credit facilities. The strategy was unsuccessful. What we will do is just to come back from the strategy and to place exactly the same strategy, the credit strategy of Banca Generali, where we all our credits are Lombard credits, so are guaranteed by the assets of the client. So we have, after 2009, we will have any bad debt because the strategy, the credit strategy, will be changed completely and will be taken exactly to the same situation of Banca Generali. Per Mario will tell you about the target inflow by the mid of 08. The bond portfolio and write backs, yes, we should have now, because the spread on the financial bonds came back a bit. Until now, the prices didn't reflect completely this comeback of the index, but already now we should have something. So we cross our fingers, and we expect that the worst phase of the market, we would be very happy to say that the worst credit situation of the market has come to an end. I would exploit to read you what was contained in a report of some days ago of Bank of England about this, and saying exactly this. Risk premia, is a saying, have swung from being unusually low to temporarily too high relative to credit fundamentals. I would say that this is just what we saw, because we had 12 basis points of spreads in July, and definitely they can be considered the risk premia on the credit bonds were not correctly valued. But at this time, with 90 basis points, is definitely too high. We cannot consider this kind of spread for solid banks like Italian banks, like French banks, Spanish banks, or whatsoever. So what is the situation is that the liquidity shock that we suffered, because remember that we had a liquidity shock, an enormous liquidity shock that the liquidity practically evaporated from the market, now slowly is coming back. So I hope not to be wrong saying that we have seen the worst phase of this situation. Now, please, Pier Mario.
Il target di raccolta netta è confermato con quello che avevamo annunciato a fine anno, quindi 400-500 milioni nel primo semestre, perché ricordo che siamo
The net inflow target is confirmed to be 400-500 million by the end of the first half 2008.
Ecco, perché siamo impegnati a trasferire masse e rivedere tutta la clientela per rivedere I portafogli e per promuovere il prodotto lussemburghese.
As we are focusing also on the promotion of the Luxembourg-based company product.
Ecco, siamo confidenti anche perché abbiamo già 270 milioni, come si dice a pagina 11, 270 milioni di masse potenziali di nuovi reclutamenti, di cui già trasferite circa un 85 a marzo e un centinaio ad oggi, quindi abbiamo già altri 170 milioni potenziali in trasferimento. Praticamente abbiamo 270 milioni in trasferimento, 100 sono già arrivati, 170 devono ancora arrivare.
Yes, so we are about to transfer 170 million of assets, and 100 million of them has already been transferred, and the rest is to be transferred, yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
The next question is from follow-up question from Mr. Alberto Villa of Intermonte. Please go ahead, sir.
I'm sorry, yes.
Eccoci.
I'm sorry. Hello?
Okay. Siamo qui.
Okay. I have one follow-up question on the excess capital, which has gone down, obviously, because of the operation of the acquisition of Banca del Gottardo, but we haven't seen a significant decrease in the solvency margin. I was wondering if you have the situation of the write-downs as at the end of March, Would you confirm to be able to pay a dividend which is in excess of the potential net profit as it was the case in 2007, or you would probably step down a little bit on that? And secondly, a technical question on the acquisition of Banca del Gottardo. I've read that it's operating by October 2008, so that would mean that you just consolidate Banca del Gottardo in the last quarter of 2008. Is that correct?
Yes, it's correct. Hopefully, of course, all this kind of timing is subject to the timing of the authorization of Banca d'Italia, but hopefully we should consolidate all the last quarter of 2008. The first question about the excess capital, I think that it's too early for talking about the dividend. What I can say that as we already shown during our short life, but we always demonstrated to be very shareholder friendly. We have excess capital still, and so I don't know what we will do, but every shareholder can be sure that our behaviors will be done, what I can say, shareholders friendly.
Okay, thank you. Well, one very last question, if I may. On the inflows. You said 400-500 in first half of 2008. Can you give us an indication on the full year target for inflows? And
se la situazione di mercato rimane questa, quindi non peggiorasse, pensiamo di confermare le grandezze che abbiamo dichiarato inizio anno, dal miliardo e due al miliardo e mezzo.
So if the market conditions are not worsening in the future, we are quite confident to say that we can confirm what we stated at the beginning of the year. Therefore,
one billion point two and 1 billion.
From 1.2 to 1.5 billion.
Okay. With the same recruitment impact you pictured before?
La metà, circa il 50% totale.
Ok. Grazie.
The next question is from Mr. Paolo Tamagnini of Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi. Good evening. May I have some details on the Q1 of Banca Gottardo in terms of asset under management inflows and net income, please?
Well, Q1 inflows of Banca del Gottardo are practically zero. Consider that the company is passing through a not easy phase of its life, because of course there were very many rumors to be acquired. Was not sure who was the buyer, because I remember that Banca Generali was one of the bidders, was not the only one. So the inflows practically are zero, and the profit, frankly speaking, I didn't have the time to see the closing of the first quarter results, even because they didn't do, and because only now we are so fast in closing the quarter. But from what we expect, I would say there should be about 300,000. He's saying to me now, Giancarlo Fancel, that is more detailed than me, saying that the first quarter should be in the region of 300 million euro of net profit.
300,000.
Yes.
Right, and the assets moved in line with the markets, I expect.
Absolutely. We have at the end of April 181.9 billion euro. Just a very very small difference
compared with
the end of the year. All coming from the bad market situation, not from outflows.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think that this result is given by the strong local reach that the bank has, particularly in the area of Bergamo. The bank is very strong there, and I would say not only Bergamo but all the Lombardy, also Milano is very strong with a very consolidated and fidelized customers, and our target is to exploit much better this base of clients. And don't forget that in the last, I would say, 12 or 15 months, the bank was already rumored to be sold. And so, of course, it's not the ideal situation for people to work and to acquire new customers. So I consider that having kept the same assets in such a difficult situation is a good result.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from Mr. Federico Salerno of Credit Suisse. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good evening. Two questions. I'm sorry, but reception wasn't very good for me. Did you mention a number on the effect of the decrease now in the spreads on the bond portfolio? So what the mark-to-market effect would be, sorry, if the quarter closed at the end of April? And then on the recruitment cost, if I imagine they are included in that 7.9 million euros provisions, but I was wondering if you gave a precise figure on the costs incurred in the first quarter. Thank you.
Okay. Frankly speaking, we didn't make the precise calculation of the write-downs for the end of April, but I would reasonably say that should be lower in the region of 10-15% versus March. But consider that, as I said before, the market prices on the bank bonds still didn't take at all the tightening of the spreads that we see on the ITRAX index. But this is at the end of April, the situation is definitely better. In the cost of the recruitment is, if I well understood, in the first quarter we are definitely in a less expensive situation. We are in the region of the cost of recruitment, as we announced, about 2% of the assets brought in the bank.
Okay, thank you. So, I mean, the write-ups would be, sorry, the write-downs would be 15% lower at the end of April relative to the end of March, if I understand correctly.
Yeah. Okay. Please take this figure in a very careful way. Because with a so large portfolio, you have to make a very intensive calculation, but I think it is in this region 10-15% of bettering.
Okay, thank you.
We have a follow-up question from Ms. Simonetta Chirotti of Mediobanca. Please go ahead, madam.
Yes, I was wondering, does the contract for the acquisition of Banca del Gottardo includes an adjustment of the price in the case that there is a drop in the assets under management before the closing? And second question, the breakdown of the assets of Banca del Gottardo seems more geared towards the banking assets. I was wondering if you expect, so it's more geared towards administered assets. I was wondering if you expect to change the mix of the customers in the coming years, and if this is included, if this will have a strong impact on the profitability. Thank you.
The first question, no, we don't have adjustment for the assets. because we see that the situation is very quiet there. There is a good management in place, so we didn't make any price adjustment there. The only guarantee that we wanted, strongly wanted, was the guarantee on the credit book. On the other side, we don't see any risk, even because we did a very detailed due diligence, and we don't see their risk for on the assets. On the other part of your question, you're right. There is a higher weight of the banking assets. Is definitely higher than ours. We think that we could improve such a situation starting from the end of this year and the next year. But prudentially, we didn't consider any of this benefit in the forecast of 2009, as you just saw. We didn't consider any revenue synergy in our account, but you're right. We could do well in this, having more profits from the assets.
Il fatto di non avere evidenziato dei benefici sui ricavi non significa che da subito già metteremo in atto delle azioni. Una semplice per tutte, una semplice per tutte è quella di rivedere i contratti con i prodotti di terzi, dove indubbiamente le nostre masse presuppongono una forza contrattuale ben superiore, e lo stesso sulla gamma dei nostri prodotti che è molto più ampia.
Ok, I translate it for Pier Mario. He said that the fact of having put no revenue synergy doesn't mean that we will not do it. We will start to do it from tomorrow after. But conservatively, we didn't put any revenue synergy. Frankly speaking, I don't consider very serious to put inside a forecast revenue synergy in the first year, because when you don't have in your hands the bank, it's not so serious to consider any revenue synergy, even if we are sure that we will have. Pier Mario just mentioned the contracts with the third parties, because Bancanese Gottardo is selling third parties in asset management. What we saw is that the price, the rebate that they have from these third parties are definitely lower than the ours. Most of them are the same, or I would say 100% are the same. Of course, we have a much better condition due to the contractual strength that we have. And so we definitely will have benefit on that since the next weeks. But we didn't consider anything in our forecast. When we consider 4 million euro of net profit, it's only considering synergies of cost, and fully considering all the opportunity cost, financing, and the employment of the excess capital.
Thank you.
Once again, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from Mr. Athanasio Pantarotas from Chevro. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good evening. Just a very quick question. I would like to have the split of the administrative assets of Banco del Gottardo. How many money are in the deposits, and how is the split? How is the security? Thank you.
I think you have at the end of the year you have about 1 billion and 80 million of administered assets, where the current account deposits account for about 300 million euros.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay, so if there are any Any other question? I would like really to thank for your patience to have heard us, listen us at this late time. Again, I beg your pardon due to the heavy job that we had to do for this acquisition. Again, I thank you very warmly, all of you, and of course, as always, Giuliana Pagliara and Giuliana Pagliari, myself, and Pier Mario are fully available for any further question that you may have in the next days. Have a good evening.